Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And I just wanted to make a quick video exposing this fraud known as Afshin Yagtin. Now this guy came on the scene probably about a year or so ago. And when he first came on the scene, he was all over Facebook and YouTube, really active on social media, and he was just my biggest fan. And he was promoting all my sermons and everything. And he was also preaching his own little videos that he would upload where he would basically just say the exact stuff that I was saying. Which, of course, I have no problem with, you know, people saying the same stuff that I say. That's great, you know, if I'm saying the truth. But anyway, he did that for a while. And then basically what happened was a lot of people were telling him, hey, you need to get in church. You know, you need to go to church. And he refused to go to church, and instead he ended up just declaring himself a pastor and starting his own church, quote unquote, even though he wasn't coming out of any existing church. So he hadn't shown himself faithful or been approved of, you know, his fellow church members or been ordained or anything like that. He just kind of went out and started his own church, and then he just started preaching doctrine that was just directed at attacking our church. So he went from just being in lockstep and, oh, this is great, preaching the truth, getting all of my Facebook friends, you know, to be his friends, getting my YouTube subscribers subscribed to his channel so that he could then turn around and basically like one half or a third of his videos now are directed at attacking doctrines that I preach, okay? But here's the funny thing about this. He claims that he's qualified to be a pastor because he's been saved for 20 years, he says. So, you know, he's been a member of many churches and everything. He's totally qualified. But here's the funny thing about that. I've got in my hand here a blog post that he wrote back in 2011 where he teaches a hardcore works-based salvation. Hardcore. I mean, this isn't like he got a little of the terminology wrong. I mean, he's laying it on pretty thick in this article. There is no way that he was saved when he wrote this article. And so if he claims he's been saved for 20 years, it's like, when did this guy even get saved? And what I'd like to know is, before he popped up a year ago, you know, show me evidence that this guy ever had changed his ways and started believing that salvation was by faith alone and started to teach against this kind of repent of your sins, lordship salvation. You know, yeah, you'll find him teaching against lordship salvation and against repent of your sins after he started listening to my sermons a year ago, okay? But 5 years ago, for sure, this guy was preaching a hardcore works-based salvation. Now, the guy that this Afshin loves to attack more than anyone else is Pastor Donnie Romero, who is my friend, who was ordained and sent out of Faithful Word Baptist Church to start a church in Fort Worth, Texas. And here's the thing about that. He physically went to our church for years. We saw him Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We were out soul winning with him. You know, that's how you know that people are real. That's how you know what people are like, by actually spending time with them. Not just some internet video that you see. There's so many people who say, well, I know that this guy Afshin's legit. Really? Have you even really met him or known him or spent time with him? I know that Brother Romero was at our church for years. He was a blessing. He was an asset to the church. He's been saved since 2002, so he's been saved for 14 years. Okay, even before he'd even joined our church, he'd already read the Bible 16 times cover to cover, before he even got to Faithful Word, okay? But this Afshin loves to attack him and call him a novice and say, oh, you guys sent out this novice to pastor. Well, here's the thing about that. You know, a novice is someone who's new. That's what the word novice means. So a guy who got saved back in 2002 and has read the Bible more than 20 times, that's not a novice by anybody's definition. However, a guy who was preaching hardcore work salvation back in 2011 and started preaching it right about a year ago, that would be a novice. Now, personally, I don't even believe that this Afshin is even saved. I believe that he's an infiltrator like a Judas Iscariot or a Korah. And the reason that I say that is simply because of the fact that he's like a textbook false prophet where he uses a lot of flattery. You know, anybody who goes on his channel and comments positively, it's like he's just falling all over himself to just praise them and just gush all over them, just ooze all over them, with just flattery and praise. Okay. So, and that's always a bad sign when people are flatterers. Okay. Not only that, but just it's obviously premeditated the way he came in. He's in lockstep. He's promoting all my preaching, gets all the followers, gets all the subscribers, gets all the Facebook, and then just turns on me. And his whole ministry, literally his ministry is pretty much characterized by preaching against stuff that I preach. Okay. But even if you were to give the guy the benefit of the doubt, let's say you're sitting at home and saying, no, I think he's saved. You know, I still think that Afshin's saved. Okay, well, when did he get saved then? Because he clearly wasn't saved when he wrote this. So what, did he get saved the next day? And this was on the internet for years and years after that. How do you think I even read it? Because he only took it down recently. That's why. Because he just started, you know, jumping on this bandwagon like a year ago, but then he tries to claim he's saved for 20 years. You tell me, friend at home, you tell me if this sounds like the gospel according to someone who's saved. This is a blog post posted by Afshin Yagtin on February 18th, 2011, and it's called Prayer to be Born Again. And down at the bottom, he finally gets to how to be born again. There's plenty in this article leading up to that that is alluding to and insinuating that you have to do a lot more than just believe to be saved. It's a daily effort. But he spells it out explicitly at the bottom in the section called How to Be Born Again. Okay, I'll read you the whole section. How to be born again. It is simple. You must ask God to become the forgiveness of your sins and repent and change your ways. We've all sinned. There's not one perfect human being on the planet. That's why Jesus Christ was sacrificed on the cross to save us from eternal damnation. Simply ask Jesus to forgive you genuinely and surrender your life in its fullness to Him. Are you willing to die for the truth? Salvation's not about going to church on Sundays or listening to a pastor preach. It's about actively giving your life over to Jesus Christ forever. Okay, that's the whole paragraph, okay? I'm not cherry picking here. He says that to be born again, you have to actively give your life over to Christ forever. Here's another word for active works, working. You're working, okay? Actively. You have to turn from your evil ways. You have to surrender your life to Christ. You have to be willing to die for Jesus Christ, according to Afshin Yagtin, in order to be saved. Okay, now I understand that sometimes people who are saved will use the wrong terminology. I've heard saved preachers say, hey, you know, repent of your sins, and then you question them on it, and they just meant, oh, I just meant you have to be sorry for your sins. You know, and they're kind of just a little mixed up. These are not the words of a guy that's a little mixed up. This isn't a guy who, oh, I guess I was a poor choice of words. He goes on and on and on, teaching both repeatedly that you have to turn from your sinful ways and how you have to give your life to Christ. It's actively, forever. It's this ongoing thing. I mean, look, no one in their right mind who believes the gospel thinks that that is the wording that any saved person would ever use. So look, it's a fact, and facts are stubborn things. It's a fact that this guy was teaching heresy, lies, false doctrine. He didn't just believe wrong about the gospel. He was actively preaching a false gospel, actively, to use his word, in February of 2011. The only evidence we have of him shifting on that is from 2015, when he started jumping on my channel and jumping on my Facebook and praising me and praising my sermons in order to draw away followers after himself so that he could speak perverse things unto them. These are the facts, my friend. And let me also say this. You know, in his recent sermon attacking us, he says that, you know, well, anyone will agree that, you know, calling these people queers is a filthy communication. It's a corrupt communication. No, actually, there are about 6,000 independent fundamental Baptist pastors in America, and I've never met one that was offended by the word queer, ever. And I've been to a lot of churches, and I'd be shocked if you could count on two hands the number of pastors who would be offended by the term queer. That's a pretty mild term. They even use that term about themselves, LGBTQ. This guy said, oh, that's a filthy communication. Well, God called them a lot worse in the Bible, my friend. But honestly, you say, well, why do you call him a friend? Well, Jesus even called Judas friend. But the bottom line is that this guy is a textbook infiltrator. If you want to just do a case study on a Judas, an infiltrator, this guy's textbook. The flattery, the modus operandi, it's perfect. But here's my message to you, Afshin Yagtun. Thank you for helping me to purge some of the softies and some of the infiltrators out of my church. I appreciate that because it turns out I had some infiltrators in my church. Thank you for helping me expose them because you're like this magnet for false teachers and rejects from churches. They all like flock to you. So thank you for doing that. And to those who don't know much about this guy, just don't be deceived by this guy. Here's the evidence right here in black and white. God bless you. Have a great day.